Alrighty, guys, what is up? This is your host, Nick Osler, host of the 5 AM Club podcast, and it is Thursday, coming down to the end of the week here, and having another great day. Very productive, so always glad to see that. So, super awesome story. So, yesterday, so last semester, I had tutored I had tutored a high school student in math. I'm sure I spoke about that previously, and honestly, this kid stressed me out so much. I swear by the end of it, I was more stressed out about his final than he was. And he's just like, whatever, I'll do my best. And I'm like, dude, but like, you gotta study. And so, like, we're working as hard as we can together. I'm giving it my all with him. And ultimately, he passes the class, which was a miracle by all means. And so, but honestly, I felt like I really gave it, my all. And so, like, without even hesitation, both of his parents are like, we're doing this again next year, like no questions asked. So, of course, summer's coming to an end. It's next year. So his parents reach out and they're like, "Hey, I wanted to see if you're good to tutor so and so again." And I'm like, "Of course, no problem." Even though tutoring's not the direction I want to go, I'm happy to do it. Easy couple of bucks each week. And so first and foremost, I just want to say that's the power of going above and beyond and just giving your all to every customer. I mean, it just naturally they'll want to continue with you. It won't be this awkward thing of like, oh, we're gonna cancel. I mean, it's just like I heard the analogy one time. Alex was like, you want to be providing the service where if your credit card expires and your payment doesn't go through, they're calling you to update their payment information, right? Whereas, like, most subscriptions, like, dude, if my credit card goes down, like, I don't even care. I'm not even gonna renew it. But you want to be like the cell phone service when your business, whatever service you're providing, if it gets interrupted for some reason, like, they're on the phone calling you. Hopefully, not too angry. Long story short, that's kind of the vibe I was getting. And then to another point that I discussed yesterday, one of the other benefits of having an amazing product or service is they refer you to their friends. And so the dad texts me and says, "Hey, just FYI, there was someone else we know of that we referred them to you." And like 2 seconds later, I get a text. This lady has three kids. Oh no, first, actually, the dad says, "Oh, we have another daughter that's struggling with math. Can you tutor her?" And I'm like, "Of course." So there you go. I just got two. There's my first new customer. Then he says, "Oh, and we have this other family. We told them about you." And I was like, "Oh, that's fine." And literally, I'm not trying to get into the tutoring business. But the lady reaches out to me and she's like, "I have three kids. Can you tutor them?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." So there's four new customers from one customer. I don't even have to sell them. Like that right there is the magic of just going above and beyond, going 150%, 110% for your service or product or whatever, making sure that it is the best it can be. And then you let your customers market it for you the rest of your life. And the same goes for like lead magnets or, like you just want, how can I say this? You just want, like, because I've been thinking a lot about lead magnets lately because I've been, I'm about to help a customer kind of design his and improve it. And Alex Hormozzi says, like, your free stuff should be as good as everyone else's paid stuff. He's like, that's how you know it's a good lead magnet. He said, you don't want your lead magnet to be like, I think he said, like, crappy fluff or something like that, or useless fluff. Like that is the opposite, right? Because then they get the lead magnet, and I have a perfect example. Yesterday, I like to I like to bite on people's lead magnets because then I can see like the email sequence what they follow up with. I like to see, you know, the actual lead magnet, see the quality of it. So they sent me this lead magnet, and I'm pretty sure they purposely made the lead magnet extremely complicated so that you would like jump on a call with them, which like, so the lead magnet was a like marketing plan for an orthodontist company or something like that. So it was like, hey, like do your own marketing. Like, here's our format. You just fill it out and voila, like that's our lead magnet. Like, you're welcome. How much better would it have been if you would have gotten the lead magnet, which was like this PDF, which is fine. And the PDF itself, there was nothing essentially wrong with it. And then they said, and here's a video explaining how we go step by step filling it out. Okay, there's another step, like step by step how we'd fill it out if we were in a meeting with you. So the customer goes through that. Then maybe a week later, they say, hopefully you're able to take full advantage of our lead magnet and its video that go along with it. Just FYI, we want to reach out. We're more than happy to do a coaching call with you. Totally free, a planning session for, you know, an hour or half an hour. And like boom. Like, that is 1,000 times better than just like, ah, here's a PDF. We just sent it to your email. It's just like, that's so lousy. And again, it's just like, it's fluff. It's just like something to, it's just a space filler. Like, man, it's like, how much cooler would it have been if like, hey, here's one thing we did that helps all of our clients double their leads. We're going to give it to you for free. Here's the case study. Here's all the secrets. Like there's got to be like some juicy stuff that you can give away. Alex Hormozi defines it as like a solution to a narrowly defined problem, right? Because every business, every service you offer typically, you know, typically solves multiple problems. But that being said, there's also, you know, these little sub problems that you can solve, and that can be your lead magnet. So that's just my little side note. Second thing, I don't even know why I was talking about that. Man, I think it was just kind of wanted to put that in there for the lead magnets. And just for anyone that doesn't know what a lead magnet is, it's so you have your core offer, right? You have your offer that you that's your business essentially. But then a lead magnet is usually a free or a seriously discounted thing that kind of is just like an appetizer. I heard Gustin say the appetizer effect, which is a good analogy as well. It's just like just a bite of what your services encompass. But most people think of it as like a preview. But what it needs to be is, like I said, an actual solution to an actual problem that your prospect is facing. And then that's how you gain trust. And then you want to build so much trust that when it comes time for them to receive your main offer, they trust you and they know that you're going to come through for them. So that was lead magnets. I learned about those a little bit today as well. Next thing I wanted to mention, and I know I touched on this a couple of weeks back, maybe a couple days ago. I'm not even sure. But it's on the topic of like effort. And like in school, I was kind of always the student who was super scrapped for time because, you know, I had work, I had, you know, play. I just, you know, I was always busy and not typically busy with school stuff. So I'd always try and do the bare minimum to like get an A or a B. I always generally had pretty good grades, but I'd always just do the bare minimum. I probably did like C minus work, but some way, somehow, by the grace of God, I was able to scrape by and typically get an A or B. That being said, and I was kind of always proud about that. However, Alex Hormozi has totally 180'd me on this, and he's like, look, because people obviously at this point compliment him, right, on everything he does. Everything he does is very refined, very well done, very perfect, right? Like, for example, his book launch. He's like, if you saw how many hours I put in to preparing my presentation for the book launch, he'd be like, he's like, you'd kind of be embarrassed, like, for me, like, wow, that was like, that was it, like, you still like messed up something, like, and you had so much time that you put into it, like, and obviously no one would say that because the book launch was incredible, but the point is to say, like, you want to put so much work in that your outcome is obvious that it was the outcome, right? Like, and I think I shared the example of, like, if I study 100 hours for the final exam, if I don't get, like, above a 95, like, something's up, right? And so that was what Alex was saying. It's like, instead of putting 10 hours into, like, building a website, put 100, put 200, and then see how good it comes out. You know what I mean? And that was kind of his point. And I just want to echo that, because I feel like in every aspect of your business, you need to be putting just your heart and soul into everything you do, because it's the only way to be exceptional, and it's the only way to have your patience. It's the only way to have your customers, your clients know that they don't want to work for anyone else but you, if that makes any sense. And that's how you get the referrals, and that's how you get the goodwill with them. You just go above and beyond. And that should just be the baseline. That should be the benchmark of everything you do. And I think you'll be blown away with how much better your thing or your product or whatever can get. Quick example, then I will finish because we're just above 10 minutes. We had a poster for our research that we're doing for school right now. And I was the one in charge of it for my group. And so I did the poster and I submitted. I'm like, dang, that was good. Like, it looks really good. And for about 4 or 5 weeks, every week my teacher would correct things, send it back to me and say, fix the corrections. I fix the corrections. I'm like, oh, those are good corrections. Send it back and forth. I got to the fifth draft, which is probably more drafts than I've ever done on anything. But I can honestly say that with every draft, the work and the quality got better. And so it's like, let's say you give your customer draft one of a website. And it's like, yeah, from first glance, maybe it looks good and maybe it's all right. But just imagine if you did 4 drafts of a website. I mean, just imagine how much better that website would be. Or 4 drafts of the lead magnet, right? And when you're putting so much time into it, then you can start to do things like split testing, right? So, which I'll explain split testing. Split testing is when, like on YouTube, split testing is used a lot. So on YouTube, when you click on a video, there's like a thumbnail, they call it. So it's like the picture that represents the video. So, right, like you click on that video, you're actually clicking on what's called the thumbnail. And YouTube will actually let you split test titles and thumbnails. So, like, let's say I log onto YouTube and I want to watch a video, and I find a video from Alex Hormozi and it's called How to Make $1 Million in 10 Days, right? And then someone else logs on at the same time and it says, same exact video says, how I made $1 million in 10 days, right? So just that difference of like how you can make or how I can make, or how I made, right? And he could see like which video gets more traffic, gets more clicks, and then whatever ultimately wins, that kind of ends up being your long-term video title. You can do this with websites. You can do this with thumbnail. Like I said, you can have one picture, and you could try like 6 different pictures, and then whichever one gets the most engagement, that one wins out, and you ultimately make that your you know, definite picture for the video. And like I said, you can do that on websites. You can do that for logos. You can do that for business names. You can do that for literally all these different things. You could do that for product names, right? Service names. And so, but that's what the elite are doing, right? There was some statistic, and I'm going to butcher it, but it was in Alex's book, $100 Million Leads. It was, he said like the top 1% of Facebook ads had been split tested like hundreds of times. And so it's, again, is at that point, it's like, well, no, duh. If I had 100 chances, you know, even I think I could put together a pretty good ad. You know what I mean? Like, that's the idea, right? And for some reason, I guess our culture is so bent on, like, doing things as fast as possible and, like, getting the most outcome for the least input. And although in business that's important, you don't want to spend 100 hours on one thing, or, you know, in prosthetics, right? If I see a patient and I spend 5 hours with them versus 1 hour, there's definitely a balance, I will say. But I think early on, for example, like in the stage I am in, the more time I can work on a project for a client, the more I can go above and beyond, the better. I see very little downside to that. And so I'll end with this. You need to try your own sandwich, right? At the end of the day, your business, you need to step back and say, how good actually is my product? How good is my service that I offer? And what are the ways I can make it better? What are the ways that my competition are doing? And I know in the back of my head, they're doing a better job. And that is how you will become a better businessman, and you will probably make more money. Businessman or businesswoman, of course. So, guys, this has been another episode. I think we're on day 70. Oh, sorry. Got the radio turned on. I believe this is day 78. And so it's exciting. We're almost to 100 episodes. We're just going to keep plugging away, trying our best around here. And we will catch you guys tomorrow.